Last month, the Federal Food and Drug Administration approved a new implant to treat opioid addiction. The medication blocks brain receptors that drive powerful addiction to pain pills. But as WJCT's Ryan Bank reports, not everyone in Jacksonville is praising the decision. Some in law enforcement and in healthcare see medication-assisted treatment as just substituting one addiction for another.
It's already 90 degrees by the time Erin Bolger begins pressure washing her first house of the day. With a couple of employees, she's busy this time of year, cleaning homes and landscaping suburban yards in Fleming Island. She says this type of success was inconceivable just a year ago.
I became, I guess a manipulator. Once my medications ran out, I looked for them through, in schools, friends. And then it started becoming a theft thing where I would look into my friend's parents' medicine cabinets.
After a military training accident left Bolger in chronic agony, prescription pain pills became her drug of choice, on top of an existing alcohol problem. Until one day, she had a run-in with the law.
I got into some trouble driving a vehicle, having my prescriptions along with prescriptions that weren't for me.
After a jail stint, Bolger says she knew she needed to get help, and a doctor's ad convinced her to call.
Amit Vijapurav, MD, board-certified addiction specialist and psychiatrist.
Vijapura is at the forefront of medication-assisted addiction treatment in Jacksonville. In January, he enrolled her in an experimental drug trial using injections of a medicine called buprenorphine. Each injection controls Erin's opioid cravings for a month, and she gets weekly counseling to tackle the underlying causes of addiction. In addition to the injection trials, Vijapura also pioneered the use of the newly approved buprenorphine implant, which lasts for 6 months.
So I'm opening an implant that came in the box, and it comes in a secured box. It comes with all the tools that is needed to do the implant procedure. The implant is about 1 inch long. And very, very small. It's about the needle size.
Vijapur says he hasn't had a single patient relapse while using the medication.
Addiction happens to people who have a genetic susceptibility. They have a brain chemical imbalance. So by using medication similar like opioid but does not cause any addiction, we are able to protect them from any further abuse of opioid as well as craving.
Not all addiction specialists agree, though. Lakeview Health CEO Roy Serpa thinks only abstinence is acceptable.
We believe that's just replacing some other drugs for another drug.
Right.
That's the way we think about it.
And Serpa isn't alone. Local law enforcement officials are skeptical, too. In Erin Bolger's case, when she tried to avoid penalties by using drug court, she tested positive for buprenorphine and was told to discontinue treatment or get booted from the program. Richard Gordon, who oversees Clay and Duval County's drug court, says there's a very good reason for that.
The state of the testing now will show that they have the either methadone or buprenorphine has been used, but it won't show whether it's used as prescribed or abuse.
Although less potent than opioids, buprenorphine treats pain, and Gordon says that means it can still be abused for a high. The National Association of Drug Court Professionals is coming around to the idea of allowing the medication, but until testing catches up to treatment, Gordon says his circuit's drug courts won't accept people who use it. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.